From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Puerto Rico's hurricane crisis is a reminder that Puerto Ricans are South Florida's fastest-growing population. WLRN spoke with one local Puerto Rican leader who just visited the island and who says the disaster may well mean an even bigger Puerto Rican community here. When Robert Asensio won the District 118 seat last year, he was the first South Florida Puerto Rican elected to the state legislature in 50 years, which means many Puerto Ricans here are looking to him after Hurricane Maria ravaged every part of the island of Puerto Rico last week. Asensio, a Democrat, joined Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine on a visit this week to Puerto Rico's capital, San Juan. They met with its mayor and delivered water and other badly needed aid.
We saw flooded streets 8 days after the storm. About 98 to 99% power out. Water and sewage is non-existent. Most communication on the island's down. People on the side of the road were stopping near cell towers just to see if they can get reception. People will wait 3, 4, 5 hours for $10 worth of gas, if they're lucky.
Asensio helped Puerto Rican community volunteers load more hurricane aid at a warehouse here in Wynwood. And he said that dire situation means the Trump administration needs to militarize more of its relief response. But since Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, Asensio said the other big concern is an even greater exodus from the island to Florida.
We need to prepare ourselves for mass transfer of people. Many we spoke to on the ground said they don't want to leave, but how can they stay? Destination of choice, mostly Florida.
Asensio and State House colleagues have sent a letter urging Governor Scott to help those potential Puerto Rican migrants relocate. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.